University of Western came up with a machine to convert raw sugarcane, tobacco, rice, and straw and coffee husks into bio oil. Franco Baruti is one of the inventors and the Dean of Engineering at Western, and he joins me on the line now. Hello.
Hi.
What are bio oils?
Bio oil is really a mixture of chemicals where all the good stuff that is in the original material gets concentrated. So if you take, for example, wood, and you process the wood through our machine, you have some sort of a very high energetic concentrated wood in that liquid bio oil.
Okay, so what can you do with bio oils?
Bio oil can be used as a fuel effectively as it is produced through this thermal cracking process, but it can also be used as a source of chemicals. So you can extract from the oil a variety of chemicals that may be used for example, food additives, like flavoring agents, or even pharmaceuticals.
So you're saying I can take this bio oil and just use it in my car, for instance?
Not in your car, because your car is not, it's typically designed only to take gasoline or diesel. So it has
I meant as a lubricant in the engine.
No, it's more like a fuel. It's not an oil that is
okay.
A lubricant. It's more like a fuel.
Tell me about your invention.
Well, the invention is nothing, is something that has been around in a way for many years. What we have adopted the technology and made it portable. We made it mobile. So one of the big problems of agricultural waste materials is that they are seasonal and they are spread over large areas. So it's not very economical to collect all that and ship it to a central processing facility.
Mm.
So our invention is really a technology that has been able to be compacted on a trailer, so that we can go to the source of the material and process it there at the source, and leave behind the good stuff. So basically, if any shipping needs to take place, the good high value material is shipped rather than the cheap bulky raw material.
Mm. Is this a commercial or residential application, or both?
This is really an application that may have a variety of uses. For example, imagine a farmer that has agricultural waste material in the field, and which maybe traditionally over the years it has been burned. You can use that material for making fuel that then you can use in the farm.
Okay.
Or you can make an oil that you can separate interesting valuable chemicals within it and commercialize them. And of course, as you go from fuel to interesting chemicals to pharmaceuticals, the value goes up.
Mm.
So it's basically a way of adding value to a material that is originally a waste, so it's something that has a negative value to start from.
I guess when you're talking about farmers, is this something they'd be able to sell, or I guess they'd be able to recoup it, as you said, and use it around the farm, which would save them money in other areas, because
right.
I guess you have to make it economically viable.
Yes, and this is why we made the invention is essentially a technology that is portable and that a farmer can have in the field. All what we need is a tractor, and the tractor and our technology put together, they really provide all what you need to convert this material into any waste from the farming.
Well, I think we were losing your signal. Hello, Mr. Baruti?
Yes.
What happens to your invention now?
Well, we continue to work at the university to provide the research and development support to the technology. We want to keep improving the technology itself, but also we want to try different materials and discover interesting chemicals that we may be able to find, and discover ways when we can separate these chemicals, and then of course look at ways of commercializing and marketing them. So we are working both on the technology side as well as on the uses of the oil.
Mr. Baruti, thank you very much for this.
You are very welcome.
Franco Baruti is the Dean of Engineering at the University of Western Ontario.